telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes, but God had told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody wanted to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come into church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there. I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they bind into services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Getting about to see that. Glory to God. They watched him for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill them. Because they stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible said on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down. The city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you see, that's why the Bible says, again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week. This ain't no ordinary. No, 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 no. The dinosaur is greater. The dinosaur is greater than the other. So I'm gonna give them all I have. So I'm gonna give it all I have.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
The Mount Calvary Baptist Church will be having their 11th year Pastor's Appreciation for Reverend and Mrs. Ronnie Humphrey Sr. Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m. The guest speaker will be Reverend Joseph Lewis, pastor of the Good Hope Baptist Church of Pineville, Louisiana. The First Lady's Appreciation will be Saturday, March 9th at 1 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Baptist Church. For more information, please contact Deborah Perry at 318-730-9446 or Angie Baker at 318-623-1120.
This is Mount Calvary. Mr. Henry Johnson, welcome home. Henry Johnson right here to the left. Can you stand up, Mr. Henry? Amen.
Testing. Ah!
praise with words. He changed my old unloved mind. He changed my heart and gave me a new start. Thank God I moved out. Yes, I have to a brand new life. Oh, 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 can't you see? Don't you know?
traditional sermon, let me just remind you of some things. In the early 1800s, slaves built the White House. Anybody know about history? And when they had to use the bathroom, they couldn't even go inside and use the bathroom. But 10 years ago, there was a black man elected to the White House. So we went from the outhouse to the White House. Can I get a witness? Amen. And even though black folk built the White House, it took us 400 years to get in the White House. When I was a little boy, we used to go downtown and pay the utility bill. Amen. And black people would be mowing the grass at the city hall. And all you could do is pay your bill and leave. You couldn't even hang around too long. They'll ask you what you're there for. But look what's happening now. A black man is sitting in the mayor's seat in the city hall. So we moved up, and now we're getting ready to have some good times. Anybody know about good times? Say yeah if you expect them some good times. I saw a commercial the other day on TV, and it had one word. Say free, 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 free. Anybody ready to be free? Is it good to be free? Say yeah. Are you glad to be free? But freedom ain't free except in Jesus. So if you want real freedom, get Jesus right now. Get him while you're able. Get him while the blood is running warm in your vein. Get him while you can walk right, while you can talk right, while you can sit upright. Get Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? Anybody want him? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. If you want to move up, say yeah. Want to have good times. Free, free, free. Free, 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 free. Free, 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 free. I thought that commercial was crazy at first. Then I started, every time it come on, now I'll be hollering free. Free, free. Amen. Amen. Let me read you just one scripture. I had a bunch of them. Let me read you just one. Then we done. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That means this. All we've done to get freedom, and freedom ain't free except it's in Jesus. We marched, made signs, some of us even died for the right to vote. Don't go back on that freedom. Don't be enslaved again by miscalculation, apathy, bad choices, and missed opportunities. Be free, be really free. We didn't come all this way, do all this praying, all this bending knees for our children to be lost. People didn't die. Folks, that, you know, when I was a little boy in DeVille, there was a sign. If you travel through DeVille, there was a sign that let you know where you are and where you don't want to be when the sun go down. Anybody know about that? Now they got black folk living in DeVille. We didn't come all this way. All this way. We're educators, professional athletes, entertainers, but don't sell your soul to gain the world. Before you are any of those things, children, be saved. And I invite you to Jesus right now.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
your hands and receive whatever you need in this room. He's here in this room right now. He's here in this room right now. My healer,
guider,
my Savior,
is here right now. Sustainer,
He's our Redeemer,
so burned down. Tried to lift my head, but I